From Washington, this is VOA News. UN human rights head accuses Israel and Hamas of war crimes. Experts reach Ukraine crash site. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The United Nations' top human rights official is accusing Israel and Hamas militants of possible war crimes in the conflict in Gaza. Navi Pillay says Israel has attacked homes, schools, hospitals, and United Nations premises in an apparent violation of international law, adding that the international community cannot allow this lack of accountability to go on.
The shelling of houses directly means a violation of Israel's obligation to protect the right to housing, right to food, right to clean water of Gazans, even as under its obligations as an occupying force.
She also condemned Hamas for firing rockets indiscriminately into Israel and for using UN areas as a repository for weapons. Despite the UN criticism, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country's forces are determined to finish destroying a network of cross-border militant tunnels with or without a ceasefire. The head of UNRWA, the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, is calling on Israel and Hamas militants to respect UN premises. It comes a day after Israeli fire killed 19 civilians at a UN school in the Gaza Strip. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
UNRWA Commissioner General Pierre Krahenbuhl spoke to the UN Security Council from Gaza. He strongly condemned the shelling of the school in Jabalia, which housed 3,300 displaced Palestinians who he said had been warned by the Israeli military to flee their homes.
Speaking to many inhabitants of Gaza yesterday and today, I have heard the same messages time and time again. If we are not safe in an UNRWA school, we are not safe anywhere in Gaza, they say.
Under international law, UN operations, personnel, and premises are inviolable. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
An international team of experts finally reached the crash site of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in eastern Ukraine, the first time Thursday after days of attempts foiled by violence in the separatist-controlled area. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says a small team of its monitors, accompanied by four Dutch and Australian experts, had reached the site using a new route. Reaching the crash site means the team can begin collecting key evidence from the crash and gain access to the human remains that have not yet been moved for identification. Ukraine's parliament rejected the resignation of Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, who announced last week his intention to step down after the two parties supporting him left the ruling coalition. The legislature voted today not to accept Mr. Yatsenyuk's resignation, despite his loss of political backing. The United States issued travel warnings for Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, the three countries hardest hit by the ongoing Ebola outbreak. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging U.S. residents to avoid non-essential travel to the West African countries because of the outbreak. The U.S. Health Authority says that at least three Americans had been infected. The overall death toll from the Ebola outbreak is now up to 729. Authorities as far away as Asia are taking preventive measures, although scientists say a global spread of the disease is unlikely. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
At South Korea's Incheon International Airport, a major hub for air travel in Asia, quarantine inspections of arriving passengers are being enhanced. Authorities say all passengers are being recorded by an infrared camera to detect fevers. South Korea's foreign ministry spokesperson Han Hye-jin says this is being done because Ebola is becoming a big concern. She says the South Korean government, in association with health authorities, is paying attention and carefully determining if additional measures are needed. The country's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it established an Ebola task force in April and is prepared for possible infections in South Korea. It is also urging South Koreans not to visit the affected African countries. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The U.S. House of Representatives is postponing its summer recess until it votes on a bill to tackle the immigration crisis. Facing criticism from voters and the media for being a do-nothing Congress, House Republicans have decided to hold a vote before adjourning for a five-week recess late Thursday or Friday. The bill would boost security along the U.S. border with Mexico, where more than 57,000 children from Central America have illegally crossed into the United States, looking to escape violence and poverty at home. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.